It doesn't matter that the city council race was close, which it was. I mean, in District 1 of the Seattle City Council, the November vote came down to 39 votes. It triggered a mandatory recount. But that's all behind us now. What lies ahead is for the winner. Former city council staffer Lisa Herbold now represents West Seattle and South Park. She says her top priority is affordable housing. But in a city where the cost of living keeps climbing, how doable is that?
It's doable. We've got targets for the number of units that we need to build, and we have strategies to meet those targets. I really think it's incredibly important that we look at what we're tearing down also. This is not something that the city has done in the past.
Okay. Affordable housing, big priority. What's a number two?
So transportation is incredibly important to West Seattle and South Park. The city is going to be working with Sound Transit in the next few months. And, you know, we've got a commitment to put an alignment that serves the peninsula on the ballot. They've identified a couple of different alignments for West Seattle. And over the next few months, they're going to be looking at which of those two alignments should go on the ballot.
This is a major deal.
Very big deal.
Whose neighborhood, whose block does light rail go right through or bypass? How are you going to figure that out?
We need to identify sort of a process to bring the community together to start to have those conversations. It's pretty early in the process right now. But there are two very different options on the table right now, one through Delridge and one through the Junction. And they would serve different communities and serve different objectives.
Affordable housing and extension of light rail. What's a third priority?
I've worked a lot over the last several years on the city's historic labor standards and helped put together the policies that are supporting the new Office of Labor Standards. And I'm really passionate about making sure that our good labor laws like paid sick and safe leave are well enforced.
And is that hard to enforce?
Well, that's why we have a brand new Office of Labor Standards, because we have done some studies and some audits and found out that this law that we passed in 2011 is not being well enforced.
Why?
There's a combination of things. A lot of people don't know it's the law in Seattle. And it's a really big deal, because when we passed the law, there were 190,000 workers in the city who had no paid leave for being sick. And so there's still a very large percentage of those 190,000 workers who are unaware that they have those rights, even though it is also the law that your employers are supposed to post the summary of this law in a visible space at your workplace.
Are employers hiding that right from their workers?
You know, I think there's a whole spectrum of circumstances. But currently, it's a complaint-based process. So you have to take the risk associated with filing a complaint with a city office. And what the city's vision is for this new Office of Labor Standards is that they proactively audit the practices and the personnel policies of those employers sort of on a periodic basis, on a spot check, sort of like you do for a restaurant to make sure that they are adhering to the health standards.
How will we know whether you succeeded with those priorities after your first 100 days in office are up?
I've built my reputation on working on the issues that may not be as exciting as some of the other issues that the city works on. So I hope I continue in building that reputation as somebody who brings voices that may not often get heard to the fore and opens up the city hall, the offices and doors of city hall to all, so that we can really be a city that works for everyone.
That's Lisa Herbold, city council member elect of District 1, which covers West Seattle and South Park. You can find out more about her and her plans at KUOW.org.